Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living and not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light on your pathway, leading you to a more fulfilled life. I'm your host, Drew Pillow. Join me. Oh, that music is so somber and it's so mellow and it just makes me so happy. And I'm so happy to be here. And I'm Drew Pillow, and you are the wonderful callers that we do everything in the world for. And one of the things that we're going to do for you today is we are going to open up the floodgates and provide you with the opportunity to interact and interface and ask questions about whatever it is you want to ask questions about with, oh my gosh. Am I having issues here? Yeah, I am. Anyway, welcome to Psychic Sundays. This is the show that gives you, the listeners, an hour to interact and ask questions of an experienced psychic medium healer who goes by the name of Jenny McDaniel. And shortly, we will have Jenny McDaniel in our virtual studio so that we can talk about what it is that we want to talk about. So let's see if we can.
Hello. Hey, Drew, can you hear me?
Oh, so you want to reconnect me now. But let's see if we were reconnected with Jenny. Jenny, are you still with us?
Yeah, can you hear me, Drew?
Yes. Whew. See? I'm going to change my name from Drew to Glitch because that has been my experience lately. Maybe your energy is just...
Well, I think Mercury is in retrograde. I think Venus is. There's a bunch of them, apparently.
And when these planets are in retro, what is retrograde? It means the planets are rolling backwards?
Well, you know, I'm not an astrologer. It's certainly a deep study, and I know a little bit about it, but it seems to be, things go haywire. Like Mercury is the planet of communication. So I'm not exactly sure why they call it retrograde. It's doing something in the sky, but it's basically where things kind of malfunction. So Venus is the planet of love and beauty, and it's in retrograde. So you can just apply whatever planet the planet means to, you know, kind of going backwards. Mercury, communication; Venus, beauty and love; Jupiter is luck and fortune. I think Saturn is lessons, but I know there's about four of them in retrograde. I can't think of which ones, but definitely Mercury, which would explain your malfunctioning with your computer podcast.
Well, the planet that governs world peace must be in retrograde.
It is.
Maybe. I don't know. Now, today, while we wait for, because we're now officially, everything is working. It was just, I just needed like 10 more seconds. But while we're waiting to get us a lucky caller in the hot seat to ask questions, I want to, I'm looking at your Facebook page. It's interesting. Yeah, so I want to be the psychic for you today. Can I be the psychic for you? No, I'm just kidding.
Do it. So, I need my energy.
Oh, it's impossible because I'm not good like that. But I can tell you, I get an impression from you. And I like to talk to people and not meet them, because then when you see them, you can compare your impression. It's not prejudiced by appearances, but I promise, like, your energy is so young, and you just seem so, I don't know, like childlike, because you seem really free and happy and just carefree and just very youthful energy. Then I see your pictures and it's like, ah, of course, because you're only like 22 years old.
No,
you look really young too.
Well, it's because I didn't
no
have kids,
way.
But I always tell people. Yeah.
Yeah, kids will drain
and,
your soul out of you. No.
Well, it's good. It's good for you if you're into it, you know. But I had a really cool energy worker in Michigan, which is where I got my start doing healing, where I'm from. And she was, you know, maybe 50, and I was in my 20s. So she had a lot more experience in the energy world, of course. And I really liked doing trades with her. I'd give her a massage, and she'd do energy work on me. And we'd switch after I started doing more energy work. But she told me this really cool thing, and I always took it to heart, and I really do think that it's helpful. Because she looked really young, and I asked her about it one time. I'm like, "Oh, you look really young for 50." And she's like, "Well, I've learned that if you stay in the present, you age less. So if you're in the past, worrying, stressing, thinking, coulda, shoulda, woulda, or in the future, hope, dreamy, too much, you know, stress about the future, then you're aging at a different rate than staying in the moment." So I was like, "Well, not only does staying in the moment, you know, help you keep your emotions in check and everything in check and keep things together, but it also helps you to not age." So I've been doing that for like 10 years. So I think that might have some, you know, something to do with it. Plus everyone's got different genes and, you know, everyone ages a little differently.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good advice. Stay in the moment. So you can actually slow down. Yeah. We could bottle that and sell it. Age in the moment. I mean, live in the moment and age slowly. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to do it, though. It's hard to do. It's hard to live in the moment. There's so many things that pull on us, you know. These attachments from the past and these concerns about the future. I'm so glad I don't care about the future.
You don't?
Because, well, it's going to be what it's going to be. You know, you just do your part and you just, you know, kind of let it flow. Worrying doesn't change anything.
No.
Right?
In fact, it's like praying for what you don't want. So if everything's energy, which the universe is, if you're going to worry and put that energy into the universe, it's literally like praying for what you don't want to happen. So it's best to not worry. Clearly, we can't help it. We're humans. We're experiencing a human experience. But, it doesn't help anything. In fact, it makes it worse.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that people don't really, like, grasp a lot of, is the whole attraction, what you think about, you kind of help create. I think if we knew that more, if we bought into that more, we would think about happy things. And that could change the world, couldn't it?
Yeah, and that's why not worrying about the future, but being cautious of what you purchase, because, you know, the real voting system is how you spend your money. Whatever you spend your money on amplifies that space. So, yes, having good thoughts, having, you know, a light attitude toward everything. People take things so seriously, and it gets them in this really fun, wired place, and it's hard to get out of that, and plus it's hard on the adrenals. But, that's really good advice to, right now, because I think everything is kind of off the hook on the planet. It's the political space, the environmental space. There's just all this movement, and there does have to be movement. The sun has to go down so it can set it, you know, so it can dawn again. So there's always going to be all this movement, and it is hectic, but there is a lot happening, but it's for the good. And I know it looks really rough right now, but it is for the good, because what's happening is a lot of things are being brought to the forefront that would have never been brought to the forefront like it is had someone else, Bernie, maybe not so much Bernie, but definitely Hillary and the others. And I'm not political at all. I don't really have an attachment. I feel about religion like government like I do about religion. But there's a lot of stuff just being like brought up quick and fast, and I think that it's getting everyone's attention, which it's designed to do. So when ego flares, and people cutting off meals on wheels, and, you know, no more money for the environment, that is going to get people's attention quicker than, you know, underhanded stuff or kind of slide-by stuff or not such bold decisions. So everyone's kind of looking, and this is where the healing happens, when we bring our attention to what is going on. So less worry and more just looking and being aware and, you know, keeping your mind healthy and your body healthy best you can. I mean, it's the only thing we can do right now.
Yeah. You know, really, this is so interesting because, one, it seems to be counterintuitive. And I just want to qualify that by saying that it's not logical. It is intuitive. If we weren't so, if our intuition wasn't so compromised. See, the logical programming has us looking at things in terms of the evidence. You can't get something unless you take action. Thoughts are just thoughts. You have to do, it's all cause and effect. But in reality, thoughts do have power. And sometimes your thinking has more power than your actions. Like
yeah,
if you can do a lot of positive things, but if you're thinking negativity on the inside, then you wonder why this cloud of gloom follows you.
Mm-hmm. Or sickness.
You kind of attract it.
Yeah,
huh?
It's true. The body is absolutely a barometer of how often, not 100% of the time, but often the body is a barometer of how your health is. You keep getting sick, well, your immune is being compromised. What's going on? Too much stress? Not enough sleep? You kind of take a look at it, and it's it will let us know.
Yeah. So we should teach a class how to live and be free. And even what you said about, oh, there's so many things that are being made aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And some people look at that and say, oh, things are getting worse. Well, not really. It's just we're becoming more aware of it. So that's a different way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Brings the fear and stress level down. And of course, if the more things that you're aware of, the more things you can address. So it's really a good opportunity.
Yeah.
But if you didn't know that stuff, you just say, oh, my God, the world's getting crazier. We're all going to die. And then you have this bad space around you. So, shift your perspective. Change your life. Empower. I bet you there's people that teach classes that teach this and charge lots of money.
Oh, I know they do. I've seen the flyers for the retreats. I mean, you know, you go to Costa Rica to go to a spiritual life-changing experience for the tune of like $5,000. But that is available.
Yeah, that's great. So change your perspective. And part of changing the perspective is to be open to things. You know, don't judge. Check it out. Find out for yourself. The whole psychic experience, the whole mediumship experience, the whole massage therapy experience. People don't like the word judgment, and they definitely don't want to associate themselves with that word, but that's the truth. We have a preconceived notion of what this means, and we judge it based on that with zero personal experience at all.
That's
I talk to people all the time.
Of what fear
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's a perfect example of what fear does. It kind of makes the world small. So stepping out and doing something new and different is then fearful. So it's just like scenting the exposure to what's going on. And the cool thing is you can expose yourself and say, hey, that's not for me, and that's great. It's like, you know, how your mom would always want you to try certain vegetables. Like, just try it. You know, you might like it. You never know.
Right. But, yep. So I don't think it's a coincidence that we are all programmed to judge and to accept certain things. We all, isn't it a coincidence? We all believe this and we all mock that. If people could just see, you know, if we could just like rip their eyeballs out and give them new eyes and they could see, they would say, wow, yeah, I'm so much like everybody else. I wonder why. Was I born this way or was I taught this? So,
totally.
We provide the opportunity for people to just try something different. Call in. The call-in number is 424-258-9300, And when you call in, you press the number 1, and you can jump right to the head of the class. You can talk to Jenny McDaniel live. I do have a chat room open. I forget where I put it. There it is. And, and you can find out for yourself. What do you think about it? You may like it. You may not like it. Everything's not for everybody at every time. So I love how we start off with a nice discussion of things that are so important and interesting to me. But we do have to take a caller. Are you ready for our caller?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead and grab this caller from the 216 area code. Caller, what's your name? You're live with Jenny McDaniel.
Yes, hi. My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi.
How are you?
I spoke with you.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting better. I spoke to you about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
How are you
doing?
Oh, I caught a little bug there. But we're doing good. And I, as you know, I did attempt to contact you there to connect.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what happened. The money was there, but PayPal and the bank, you know.
Yeah, I knew you were having some problems with that. That's unfortunate. I've had people send me money on PayPal, and I didn't realize that it gave you a choice about massage and not my work. I've never actually paid by PayPal, so we'll get that figured out. I've never had anyone have the question that you did, so I didn't know how to answer it because I usually don't use PayPal too much. But, yeah, we'll get that figured out. But let's take a look at what you got coming up today, because what we were going to work on when you make your half-hour appointment was your third eye, I think we were going to go into. Does that sound good to you? Should we do a little work around that?
All right.
Okay.
Hello, Drew.
Hey, you spoke to me. Oh, that's so nice. Hey.
Yes, well, yes, you're the benefactor here of the call.
Yes.
Aw, thank you.
Yes. We're just kind of doing some work on your third eye and removing some energy around, but they want you to have the space to answer or ask questions, too. Is there anything that you have that you want to ask, or should we just continue with the energy work for right now?
excuse me. Sorry. I've been doing my own form of clearing myself and
wonderful.
And what you did, it did help. But
mm-hmm.
as I noted in my email, I mean, he was coming, and of course he's still appeared, but it's because when I'll hear his now, I hear his music. I did some type of clearing, but when his music starts in my head, other songs just immediately start playing, and it's like, okay. You were mentioning when you were doing that process, and I don't know if you remember that your guides were guiding you to put on gloves because you said it was some type of magic or something.
I remember.
Black magic, white magic. I mean, what is he, a devil worshiper or what?
No. Satanism is a whole other thing. That's another show. But he's not. No, I'm not getting that impression at all. But it's very interesting, and I've thought about it once or twice since I've had that healing with you about the gloves. They've never had me put on gloves before because it was a energy that was something that they didn't want me to get too exposed to. But and it was all symbolic anyway, across the board. But
right.
For whatever reason, we had to do the gloves. So what, and we did some clearing, and you mentioned that in the email, and
right.
He's coming back psychically,
kind of
bothersome. So what they're saying, see, when you're dealing with this psychic connection, let's call it, for lack of better words, when you're dealing with a psychic connection like this, it's like, therapy is needed oftentimes. It'd be great if we cleared it in one shot. That'd be great. But oftentimes it's layered and more stuff comes to the surface. It's like cleaning a house that hasn't been cleaned for 2 years. There's just going to be more and more and more because it's like, things get built up or whatever. But so what they're having us do is just walk through the process. Again, we're going to do it a little bit differently because what they're doing now is they're putting energy around you because they are showing that your immune is weakened. Hence, you have this, you know, you experienced the virus or the cold or whatever you had. And so what they're showing
something,
is, it happens when our energy level gets disrupted and, you know, even messed with is what it looks like that's happening for your third eye and your mind. So first things first, we're going to do something different. We're going to do some clearing, but we're going to put a wall between you and Hugh because he's really a mastermind with the psychological stuff.
Yeah,
it's like I told you before, he's a cult leader and what have you in a past life.
So what we're going to do is have you stand there.
We're going to have you stand there, and then we're going to have him stand there. So just imagine you and he, but there's this metal thick sheath between the two of you where his energy is simply not touching you while we do this work, and hopefully after. So, but what they're doing is they're putting that line there or that boundary because we don't really need him so much as we need to do the work on you because there's something about you being susceptible. So it's kind of like when our immune system drops, we're susceptible to bacteria and viruses, hence the colds or whatever people get. So that's what they're saying. There's an energetic susceptibility here going on with you that's allowing his, even though he's very powerful, you are more powerful. On some level, there's an allowance here. You're allowing it to happen on a deep-rooted level, and we'll get into that in a second. But they're just having us put this sheath of metal between the two of you, and I'm walking up to you, so you're going to just imagine me walking up to you, and I'm in your third eye, and what they're having me do is there's a bunch of stuff that needs to be removed. Like, it looks like black goo, but it's just symbolic for what doesn't need to be there because they're showing some sort of, like, clogging in that space. Hence, he's able to kind of manipulate it a little bit easier or easier, however he does it. But I'm clearing out the third eye fully, and there's this black goo coming out, and they're just letting it drain. It's being neutralized by the air as soon as it almost touches it. So it's draining out, being neutralized, going back into the universe to be used for whatever it desires to be used for, whatever someone manipulates it to do. And so I'm pulling this out, and what they're showing are all these past lives just pouring out. They're kind of clearing a little bit more around the time where you did know him in the past life, and you were very close with him, and there was a connection, and that cult-like scenario. So they're just letting a lot of that drain out. And while that drains out, they're having me put white light around you and continue moving it around you like it's a live wire, because what we're doing is we're kind of amping out your spiritual immune system, I guess you could call it, because the physical body is just a representation of what's going on spiritually, emotionally, and psychically or psychologically with us. So your body getting the virus gave me, you know, it was just, when I do my work, I make the connections and the patterns and put it all together, but that was just totally lined up parallel to what we started the show with talking. So very interesting, and I'm glad you called. They're just continuing letting that pour out your third eye, and I'm still continuing to run this energy around you. And what they're saying is there needs to be some level of physical detox. They're saying it will be helpful. You do whatever you want. But what they're saying is some level of, like, you can do it however you want. There's a million and one ways to detox. You can do a juice thing. You can take a day and just drink water or lemon water. You can take some herbs if you want to. They're just showing some level of cleaning out your insides because it's going to help your spiritual immune system and your physical, for that matter. So they're showing that internal work. So, again, there's all kinds of different ways you can fast and detox and clear. You pick the ones best for you. So they're showing that. And what they're showing is me walking up and noticing that this black goo is coming out and it's done now. It's drained. And what I'm going to put back in there is white light. So I'm going to just actually put my hand on your forehead symbolically and energetically and heal up and move the energy around that third eye with white light. It's coming straight from the universe. It's what you actually are, except this human experience makes it difficult for us to recognize that. So they're just... And they're having me go into every cell of your body and kind of, they were just having me kind of like massage your anatomy energy or your emotion energy and kind of move this, because there seems to be some stagnant energy in your emotion space. Of course, you're dealing with this relational kind of issue. But they're having the white light go into your third eye, and then we're continuing to move the energy around you, and they're saying you can use something like that when in your daily practice, as well as looking at the detoxing. And they're showing me coming up and noticing that there's something in your third eye, and we're going to take it out because it looks like, and again, this is symbolic and energetic, but it looks like a, do you know how they claim that they're going to put microchips in people and that's the future? It looks actually like what I see pictures of being a microchip. So there's something in there which would explain why he's able to so effectively kind of get into your mind and visit you psychically, or however you want to call it, with you. So I'm going in and I'm taking it out and I'm looking at it. And what it is it's like a representation of how he can always track you. So I'm just throwing that away, and it gets neutralized by the universe and becomes neutral. So I'm looking back in there, and I'm putting more healing energy in your third eye, and it's going straight out the back of your head, and it's moving all around your body now. They also want me to tell you that this will be a bit of a practice for you because, again, if your spiritual and immunity was on its game, so to speak, which don't feel bad. We all have ups and downs. It's just how life is. Then he wouldn't be able to have such an effect on you. So they're just saying, you know, to break habits, there will be some internal looking and saying, okay, there's a reason that he's kind of infiltrating my thoughts. What is it that I desire or don't desire? It's like internal work. You work through it and things become aware to you. They're just kind of having us take a look at, you know, what is it that's there or what's not there. And then they're also showing a manifestation of healthy relationships. So they're showing you going through this kind of problematic situation with this gentleman in order to clear the space to frequency in and be more, I don't know, let's just call it healthy in connection or a relationship. And again, I know you just met him in passing, but energy doesn't care much about that. You know, it's very layered, and the past lives are really parallel lives because there is no such thing as the past or the future. It's all right now. So they're just having us kind of, they're just having me tell you to kind of continue to like create really healthy things around you, get involved potentially if you want to in things that are healthy, get you out and moving around. They're showing you walking, the air is good, breathe it. And they're just showing you kind of like moving all this old energy out. So the, you know, the intensity of him doing that psychic work or whatever you want to call it is less. But they're saying it'll be a layered process, and, you know, we'd love for it to be done yesterday, but, you know, or right now, but they're just
right.
Kind of continuing working with it, like anyone who has to heal anything. So I'm so glad you called today, Patricia. I hope that was good for you.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It is. It is.
It was good for me. Tell you that. It was good. Yeah. That one thing that wasn't good though is when you say that we have to practice. That's the thing that always gets me. I want you to do it and do it now. But the practicing is where the benefits come from. And that's just, you know, laziness on my part, but I'm glad you're not lazy like me, so you can get all the benefits, Patricia.
Well, it takes a lot to make something a practice, you know. It takes diligence and desire. We live in a physical reality. If we incarnated in the Pleiades, or the Pleiades, we would, you know, it would be more of an energetic, thought-based process. Here, it's very, very physical, and it's part of the reason we come here for whatever, you know, it's for the old souls, we like it because it's hard, and for the younger souls, it's just where they're at, that's where they're learning or whatever. But yes, it's a very physical place, and I know more than anyone how difficult it is to implement healthy practices in your daily life, and it takes time. I mean, it'd be wonderful if everything was less physical and easier, but it's just simply, it's, and then the planet's really kind of tricky right now with all the energy flying around how it is, so it's just tricky. It's, but it's worth it, and it's spiritual cookies that we get at the end of the day when we move through these spaces, the hardships, the personal lessons, the world lessons. And when we get back to the non-physical, we say things like, we don't really say anything, we don't have mouths, but we, I guess, think things like, holy shit, that was a wild ride. We're like fascinated by the experience of it all. So if we could bring in more of that from the non-physical, I think it would lighten our load here a little bit, hence make things more flowy and lovey.
Yeah. And also, it's all perception anyway, because it really, it's a shorter amount of time when you practice and get better than if you don't practice and you stay stuck. Then it's like, oh, I'm stuck forever. But if you practice, you get better in short order. So I love this experience. Even though the reading wasn't for me, I still get to benefit from it, as I hope most callers and listeners do as well. I don't know what the deal is with the other stuff you were talking about. I'm glad that you guys connected on email, and I do want to talk about that. I want to thank you, Patricia, for calling in, because we have more callers to get to, so we appreciate you. Are you all good now for the moment?
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Just
groovy.
Work on my
thank you.
Physical, you know, spiritual armament, so to speak. thank you again, Jenny. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And cool. Yeah, the mind, body, spirit, all of it, all the whole package. You have to connect and keep everything healthy. We can neglect one thing and put all our energy into the other thing, and then it's like, why are we not in balance? Why is it not all good? Because everything has to work together, I guess, you know. I guess. I'm not the expert. I'm just the guy sitting here listening. But I know we do have a caller from the 707. I have a friend in the queue who is trying to get his courage up to ask you a question. He's so nervous. Hopefully before the show ends, he'll find his voice and he'll ask his question, because I'm not asking for him. Nope. Fear cannot be, you know, I can't help you overcome your fear. Sorry.
That's
I do a lot of stuff.
That's very teacher. That's very teacher of you, Drew. Very good. Way to have him exercise his throat chakra. Great.
Yeah, yeah. He'll get it when it's time. When the the pain of staying the same outweighs the fear of change, and he'll change. I think we all will. But let's go ahead and grab this other caller, because today we're only here for an hour, so that means we have 28 minutes, and we're going to try to get the most out of it. So caller from 707, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Valerie calling from California. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Valerie. How are you today?
I'm good. I had a reading from you, and I think you're great.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. My question now is, I seem to be at a standstill. Do you see any movement coming in May and June on any front?
What was that last part?
Do you see any movement coming in May or June on any front, be it work, whatever?
Well, they want me to talk about work right now, and they're having me ask you the question of, are you working right now? Are you currently employed?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you
know
that? Okay, yeah, because they wanted to bring that up first or in front here. And what they're saying is, wow, you're really energetic. You've got all this wonderful energy. You know, what we were talking about in the, with the last caller is the planet, in order to manifest anything, there's a psychological for want and a physical and then to do. And they're showing you putting those both together. So literally it's just a matter of time before it does flip into an actual manifestation. They're looking more at like, they're showing me a month out. They're showing me a month out and a bunch of like movement. So they're showing, you know, opportunities around work, and not only opportunities, but they're saying that you might even get an opportunity to choose like, you know, this one's good, but then this one's better. So they're showing more than one opportunity, and it does. It looks like it's in about a month or so. They're giving me this, you know, they're showing me a calendar month, and then they're even showing me part of the next one. So, you know, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, something like that. And they do. They're saying you've done a wonderful job of keeping your spirits up, and your energy is good, and your mind seems to be very clear and flowy. So what they're saying is, simply a matter of time since you've been putting in the work and the time and the movement. So, yes. And then let's just take a look at one more thing they have popping up for you here. They're showing romance. So they're showing a romantic, I don't know, they're not really giving me a ton of information or a ton of detail, but what they're saying is this also is going to get movement or either change or some sort of like change and movement in that space that's beneficial. So it doesn't look like, oh, a tough love learning lesson. This looks very light and flowy. They are saying that the job seems to be kind of coming up first. As of now, everything can change because that's the way free will and energy works. But as of now, it's looking really, really positive in that workspace. And then they're showing after that. So not tons of time after that, but sometime after that, there being a lot of movement and you being exposed to different people. And maybe you meet someone at work or someone's friend at work or, you know, however that goes, because that's what happens. You get into the community and you start to network and then things open up because you're putting yourself out there. So, yes, they're showing big movement and work for sure, and then with potential of the relationship space opening up and being a good experience, a good loving, heartful, connective space. And that could also be, you know, deep friendship, but it looks more romantic from this angle.
Yeah, I'll take the romance.
I'm sorry?
I said I will take the romance.
Yeah, they're showing that being something that you're pulling into. I mean, because everything is energy, and they're kind of showing me your thought patterns or waves or however, it's kind of interesting how they're showing it to me, but it seems that's why they had me tell you you're doing a good job of keeping an optimistic space, an open space, which is always so much better beneficial to bring in what you desire and what you want. So they're showing that you really have this internal personality space. It's very lively and fun and fantastic, hence it's bringing in more and more and more for you, and it's just a matter of time. But what they're showing is it's something that you desire too, is the romance space. So that's, the universe is listening, it's responding, it will unfold exactly as it should. But yes, you've been keeping the vessel clear, you've been pulling in, you know, putting out the good energy, doing the actual footwork required, and they're saying congratulations, it's all but manifested. And as soon as you get those two things, what do we want next? That's how manifestation works. Pulling what we want, and then what do we want next? What's next? So they're saying congratulations and good luck on your manifesting path.
Oh, great. That is beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, you were talking to her. I thought you were talking to me. Oh, my God. No, now I'm sad. You're so lucky, Valerie. You got the good reading. You got the good reading.
You.
All right, we appreciate Valerie calling in from California.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I was thinking about my friend again, who is, you know, he probably wants to ask a question about love. You know, am I going to meet the love in my life? And because, you know, sometimes we're really good people, but we just don't get out there. You know, we don't put ourselves in the place. It's like, it's almost like we can have love, but only if Santa Claus drops it down the chimney, because we don't, you know, the fear or whatever, we just don't, or the routines, and we just don't see people. So I don't know. I think having the courage to call in and press the number one definitely plays a part. I'm such a butt,
well,
huh?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, when we hold space for someone to have the opportunity to call in or talk if they want to, I think that's the most beautiful thing that anyone can do, because what you're doing is you're like a bird feeder. You know, like the bird feeder doesn't really care if the birds are at 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. or on Tuesdays or Fridays or whatever. It's just offering it, you know, diplomatically to whoever desires to take. And I think that after people hear people getting a few readings, they're like, oh, that wasn't so traumatic, because I think they really don't know what to expect and are expecting some weird predictions, like on Thursday the 9th of next month, there's going to be a death, you know. And I think that people do have like psychics definitely have a stigma of like being kind of like fortune tellers and kind of doom and gloomy kind of disposition.
Right.
But it's not true. Oftentimes it's very logical and very practical and, you know, just kind of, you know, a lot more normal than people think.
They ask you, what do you see? And you say, you start screaming and say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And just hang up the phone. Oh, my God. I can't talk to that person. Yeah, that would be so scary. But, I mean, really,
mm-hmm.
that's a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But real life is a lot scarier than that if you think about it. We do have another caller from
mm-hmm.
the local area of 937. Let's go ahead and see what this caller has to say or ask. Caller, what's your name?
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm fine. I have a question about love.
Say it again, Ashley. We couldn't hear you that well.
I had a question about love.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, what would you like to ask about love?
I have been in a relationship for 14 years with the same guy since high school. And
mm-hmm.
we have a son together. But recently, we we don't sleep in the same room. We don't talk
mm-hmm.
a lot. Like,
mm-hmm.
I have love for him, but I feel like I'm falling out of love.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, like,
mm-hmm.
should I stay or should I go?
Well,
but I don't want to hurt him.
Right. Well, you're getting all kinds of like spiritual backing, right? Like, what first came up is a picture of all this energy around you. I don't know if you have some close family members that have, I'm sure you have, that have passed along the years, but I'm just getting some family energy around you. And then also your spirit guides are there, and they are so glad that you called in, because they're saying that where you're at right now is a time where you, to seek outside counsel is very, very helpful. And they've showed me a bunch of things to tell you, so let's just start with what they said first. Oftentimes when we get married at a young age, we happen to change so drastically in our 20s or whatever that looks like, that we almost literally become different people. And they're saying that you have 3 or 4 past lives where you were married to this gentleman that you're currently married to, hence you guys kind of grew up in the same area and got together when you were very young, and there was a deep spiritual connection. But what they're saying is, in this incarnation, it's a lot different. They're showing a couple other incarnations where you guys were kind of very young when you got married, but heck, you didn't live past 50 very often in this time frame, you know. And so saying is,
yeah,
because of the length of our lifetime, you know, being, I think the average age is like, what, 78 or something to live, that is a very long time. And very, very commonly, we have more than one husband or lover or partner or whatever in that length of time, simply because we change, and also things happen. You know, people get sick, and, you know, there's deaths, and, you know, things happen. So what they're saying is, congratulations on holding the space together as long as you did, because what they're showing is that, you know, the love chemistry space has been gone for quite some time, as you said, living, staying in separate bedrooms and what have you. So what they're showing is, you have a deep old soul, so it is he, but what you're craving is something that is very, very natural, which is a deeper connection with the chemistry, with the movement toward the future, with the same, you know, drive or whatever you are looking for in a partner, or maybe something similar to what you are. So they're so happy that you called and are seeking the help, because what they're saying is, you're having guilt around, you know, what you stated, I don't want to hurt him. You're having guilt around him and how he'll be, when really the most beneficial thing that could happen is you care enough about what you desire. Now, clearly you care about him and you have deep passion and love, but what they're saying is, in order for you to keep moving in the direction you want to go, you have to worry about what's best for you. Now, if you had a simple issue like we fight every once in a while and I want to get a divorce, I'd be like, well, maybe we can work through this. But when the passion and the chemistry and the movement in that space dies down, it's then just a friendship or a roommateship or whatever. So what they're saying is, in order for you to show your son what's available, and you make the decision yourself. You decide to stay, you stay. You decide to go, you go. But they're saying, look at your internal happiness, because that's what's going to fuel you for your 78 years or however long you stay on the planet. And that's going to show your son to also fuel his. Not staying in a loveless, so to speak, relationship is not showing, it's not healthy. It's just not when there's so much opportunity and when we're sad or when we're wondering if we could be in a better situation or we're unsatisfied. Those are thoughts, and our bodies are ruled by thoughts and, of course, the environment too. So they're saying for your health, for your benefit, take the deep look and start hashing out pros and cons. Is this what I want? Is this not what I want? So that you can move in the direction that you need to be, because what's harmful is to stay in a relationship with someone that you're not deeply, deeply, deeply in love with and they think you are, you know. So it's a little bit of karma, and they're trying this happen to, you know, one of the past lives you guys had lived on a farm together and you got married young, but you didn't live past whatever that was, 50-something years old. And they are showing two other past lives where one of which was an arranged marriage, so you were kind of like told to marry him and he was a good guy and it was fine or whatever, but you weren't wildly satisfied. And they're showing this in kind of a patternistic space in some of your maybe energy in this lifetime and past lifetime of being more concerned about what everyone else needs and not fueling yourself totally. So they're just saying, you know, your kid's good, you're doing the mom thing, you're handling it, but then also it's time to go ahead and take the glance inward, which is that inward look, inward study, and it takes time. I mean, I've been doing this work for 15 years, and by no means even close to done. So it's like, you know, looking in, and then you can use your internal passions. You can gauge what excites me, what do I want, what do I desire, and then, you know, shift and move into that. But, yeah, they're just showing kind of like that kind of chemistry. I'd been gone for a while, and you really desire the chemistry.
Okay. Thank you.
You
don't know how much you just helped me.
Your spirit guides.
Thank
glad
you
got
so much.
Communicate with you. Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you to Ashley. Appreciate you. Make sure you keep tuning in to us. We're here. That was awesomeness. Now, with our last 13 minutes, see, I'm refraining from having my 2 cents to put in because my 2 cents is really worth like 1.5 cents, so I don't want to devalue money, but even throwing it out there. But I like that. I like the way you handled that. That was excelente. You deserve a round of
applause.
So now we go to our final caller of the evening, as we only have 13 minutes to go. So final caller, and it's not going to be my friend this time, so the space is held open. And then they can utilize it in the future if they like. As they see more people call in and they don't die, they can see that maybe it's not scary. So caller from wherever you're calling from, what's your name?
Hi, this is Jules from Canada.
Hi, Jules.
No
how
way.
Are you?
Is this
hey,
Jules
how you
from
doing,
Canada?
Jules?
Hey, it's
me.
Jules. Jules Rafter from Canada. Such
That's
an
right.
awesome person.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're so lucky to live in Canada. All we hear is good things.
I am. It's beautiful here.
Yeah.
So, my question has to.
Sure.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah,
your time right now.
Okay, my question has to do with. So I'm a writer, and I have a couple of books that I've already published. But I've been approached by somebody, a completely different publisher, and I'm really on the fence about this because I have my gut feeling saying, I don't know, I'm not sure about this. Like it just feels like there's things that aren't being said or it's not being completely clear. But I really am inspired to write again, and I'm in that kind of writing mode. So I don't know whether I should go with this one or should I wait for something more to come, or is there something else that's coming that I should be aware of?
Well, your spirit guides are coming in force, and they're saying have her trust your gut. Absolutely. I mean, they're so strong about that it's making me have goosebumps, which rarely ever happens. Okay. So they're saying have her go with her gut. There are some things that are underhanded. They're showing me the Two of Swords, which is a tarot card when she's mm-hmm. blindfolded, you know. So they're just showing something. They're saying, are there worse people on the planet? Yeah. But what they're saying is your instincts are right and it would be a bit messy. I don't know. They're just kind of showing legalities and, you know, contracts. And they're just showing it could get messy. They're showing it all being, like, flopped around food and stuff. So they're saying your gut instinct is absolutely on. They're saying that your intuition is very high. You are, they're showing me your crown chakra and your third eye just wide open in that, like, writer space. I love writer energy. Fantastic. It's wonderful. I appreciate you. And then they're saying there will absolutely be more opportunity because, A, you're good, and B, you've got the energy flow, like I said about that, the crown chakra being wide open. That's just going to attract more attention. It might not be tomorrow at noon, but it's going to happen. And they're saying that you're absolutely bringing it in, and that kind of beautiful energy that's flowing through the writing energy, that itself is bringing in what you need. It's attracting it. It's just doing it all by itself. And then if you give it a little push, like, you know, I don't know how it goes in the writing world, but maybe do, you know, pitch a couple of people, maybe do a little research of groups you might like and even, you know, throw it at them and see if they'd be interested. Because what they're saying is not only are you a wonderful writer and have wonderful energy, but they're also saying that you also have business talking skills that are good too. So they're saying, of course, you know, some people get people to help them do this work, but they're saying you're very capable of it yourself, of, like, you know, networking your book, I guess you would call it, or books or ideas or what's going on there. But they're saying, they're like, well, she's psychic in her own right, talking about you. And oftentimes when writers get their information, it's very much channeled, not every time, you know, but it happens a lot.
Most of the time I feel like I'm channeling stuff.
Yeah, that's what they're showing. They're showing you, like, and I'm sure you do it in a lot of different styles each day because of our moods change and everything, but, like, they're showing you just bringing in that channely kind of information. And what the world needs is more of that. And as tough as it is on the planet, we are having a lot of energy from, you know, entities from the non-physical, spirit guides, good, heartful aliens who are interested in us not blowing ourselves up. We do have a lot of backing pulling in some more heart energy and to help us move that. So they're just saying it's a wonderful time for you to pitch it, go with it, move it, bring it in, frequency it in, do the little, you know, the footwork. They're not showing up on achievement. They're just showing some footwork, getting it out there, doing that networking thing. Because what you're going to do is you're going to be like Drew and I tried to do, is the ripple in the movement of the fabric of the universe to bring it toward more aware or heartful or however you describe it. So they're saying thank you for showing up as a teacher and a healer, of, you know, so to speak, and a writer. And your intuition and your actual channeling of words is just brilliant. And they're saying that they're saying it fuels you and you enjoy it. You've done it in lots of past lives, of course, but they're showing you doing all kinds of art in past lives.
Did you say brilliant?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say brilliant? Did you say psychic work? Did you say healer? Like, you are, you know her, because I do, and you are dead on. She is brilliant, very excellent communicator. She is a psychic. We have done shows together. She is the bomb.com. And you just said a whole lot of really funny, spot on everything. It was, from what I know, everything was spot on. Now, the rest of it,
No, it definitely resonates. So, it really feels good to get confirmation. And I'm sure you know what it's like being either, you know, an intuitive. It's great to do it for everyone else, but sometimes it's hard to do it for ourselves.
It's true, and that's why I have healers all around me, because I can get a lot of information in my own right, but when I have someone come looking in from a different angle, it just helps so drastically. And wonder, I mean, it's good to we're peers, we work in a very similar space, even though the outcome looks a little different. You write and I do a little more talking, or I'm sure you do talking too, but, you know, it's when you get around your peers, we build each other up and we're like, oh yeah, there's more of us out there, I'm not here drowning in a sea of chaos, you know. So it's I'm so glad you called in. And, you know, it was so beautiful when they showed your crown chakra. It was just completely wide open, and I appreciate that. So helpful, it's helpful for you, I'm sure, but then you're so helpful for the people on the planet. So thank you for doing your work.
Oh, thank you. It really helps. Thank you. Like, it's good to get insight from the outside as well.
Mm-hmm.
One last really quick question. So this morning when I got up, my dad passed away 3 years ago, and I always ask for signs from him when I'm kind of looking for guidance. And this morning, the first thing as I looked out my window was a bright red cardinal sitting on the branch. So like a bright red bird, and they're like really rare around here. So was that a sign? Sorry.
Yeah, that was
That bird sounds funny.
Yeah,
no, that was my great day. Sorry.
Your dad's coming through, and he wants to say something, so we'll just bring in Dad. He's saying, absolutely, that was symbolic for you to think of me, to know that I'm there. And he says that, he's like, tell her, Jenny, tell her how she can communicate with me if she wants to. And I'm like, okay. So what happens is when you think of a past loved one or get something that reminds you of them, like you did with the cardinal, just know they're so close to you at that point. The energies are almost merging. So whether you can actually pick out words or sentences or anything like that, at the end of the day, that doesn't even exist. We're energy from where we come from. So what he's saying is just know that when that kind of scenario happens, either a penny on the floor or whatever it is for you, a sign of some sort,
so
absolutely, that's me trying to communicate with you. And I want you to know I'm proud of you. He's showing all the future success that you're most likely going to have in your writing career, in your teaching career. Really proud of to be like, well, that's my healer daughter. He's just really, you know, wants it, everyone, you know, just wants you to know that that's how he felt when he was here, and that still carries over into the non-physical, and know that he stops in often to kind of check in with the energy and just kind of visit with you, kind of, you know, it's not like he's constantly there or whatever, but, you know, he's dipping in and checking out and, you know, trying to get your attention a little bit, like when you saw the cardinal and you're like, oh, it's so rare. And, you know, I've been asking for a sign. This must be it. In that space, he's saying, if I had a body, I'd be standing right next to you. That's how close the energy is. So he just wants to know he's around. And he appreciates your open space in that world so that he can. He says over the years, if you want, we can communicate more. And it's like art, you know, channeling is like art. We'll do it your own special way and how you get the information and what have you. But he wants to know that that can be strengthened over the years. And the relationship can continue. Just because he's in the non-physical doesn't mean that there's not, you know, very connected energy or desire to communicate. So he's definitely around and wants to show his love and his appreciation, a bunch of flowers and roses and things like this.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That means a lot to me.
I appreciate you.
Okay, Jules, thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. We have 2 minutes left.
Thank you, Bill.
Good luck on your future endeavors, and congrats on your books.
Thank you very much, Bill.
All right. So, we made it with 2 minutes to go. I found some cool music I want to play in our closing comments because I think it's like end on a high note, start on a high note, be on a high note through the whole process. So this is our cool going out music. Yeah, so today on Psychic Sunday with Jenny McDaniel and myself, Drew Pillow, we had an opportunity to talk about some wonderful things, Jenny?
Yes, it was perfect.
Yeah, I think so. I had a good time, and I hope all our callers enjoyed, and I hope that the listeners will cut the music. Yeah, I hope that the listeners will, those who are building up their courage, those who are just observing, hope you'll feel compelled or empowered to call in next week and participate, because you never know what the what guidance there is waiting for you. So we'll see you next week. Cool beans?
Good night.
Good night.
See you later, Drew.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life. So let's spend it living. And not just going through the motions. Sometimes we need to take a fresh new look at things in order to expand our horizons. This is Spiritual Awakenings, the show that shines a light.